Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 912, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Stration. Defendant's counsel complained of the conduct of the spectators in the courtroom. The court gave no relief except directing the sheriff to find out who was making the noise. C. During the examination by Mr. Arnold, counsel for the defendant, a V.H. Kreiber, a witness for the defense, there was laughter in the audience sufficiently generally distributed throughout the audience and loud enough to interfere with the examination. Mr. Arnold called the court's attention to the interruption for the purpose of obtaining some action from the court thereon. The court stated that if there was other disorder, no one would be permitted in the courtroom the following day and requested the sheriff to maintain order. D. That during the trial, on Friday, August 22 days, 1913, when the court had just adjourned for the day, and the jury was about 300 feet away from the courthouse, proceeding north on Pryor Street, as Mr. Dorsey, the Solicitor General, was leaving the courtroom, a large crowd assembled in front of the courthouse, and in the hearing of the jury cheered and shouted, "Hurrah for Dorsey." E. That during the trial on Saturday, August 23, 1913, when court adjourned and Mr. Dorsey emerged from the courtroom, a large crowd standing on the street applauded and cheered him, shouting, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" At that time, the jury was between the courthouse and what is known as the German Cafe, and near enough to the crowd to hear the cheering and shouting. A portion of the crowd moved up in front of the cafe at which the jury were at lunch, and in the hearing of the jury shouted, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" F. On the last day of the trial, Monday, August 25th, 1913, a large crowd, including many women, had assembled in the courtroom before court opened, taking up every seat in the courtroom. The jury were in their room about 20 feet from the courtroom, and as Mr. Dorsey entered the room, the crowd applauded loudly by clapping of hands and stamping of feet, which the jury perhaps could have heard. The court did nothing but admonish the people that if the applause was repeated, he would clear the courtroom. G. On Monday, the last day of the trial after the argument of counsel had been had, and the charge of the court had been given, and the case was in the hands of the jury, when Solicitor Dorsey left the courtroom, a very large crowd awaited him in front of the courthouse, and shouted and applauded by clapping their hands and shouting, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" H. When it was announced that the jury had agreed upon a verdict, the judge of the Superior Court, His Honor, L.S. Roan, went to the courthouse, which was a comparatively small room on the first floor, at the junction of Hunter and Pryor Streets, and found the courtroom packed with spectators. Fearful of misconduct among the spectators in the courtroom, the 92,